righty. Good morning, everybody. Today's Thursday, April 30, 2020. According to my watch, it's 10:02 a.m. I'm going to declare that everybody's here, so a quorum is present. I'm going to ask this morning that Gene Dolly lead us in a short prayer and that Mr. Nicholson lead us in the pledge.
Heavenly Father, we're thankful for your goodness and mercy and all the many good things you've done for us. We thank you, dear God, that you lead us and guide us and take care of us. We ask you this morning, dear Lord, to bless this county, this state, and this country. Help us through the crisis that we're going through. We pray for your leadership and your guidance. Bless this court that they will make the decisions that is in your favor and pleasing to you. Help us, Lord, to follow after you in all that we do and seek your guidance. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Thank you both for that. Item two, consider and take action on approval of A, the minutes of the previous meetings, B, payroll changes, C, the payroll, D, budget amendments, E, accounts payable, F, except for recording the following: auditor reports, treasurer reports, bonds, oaths, deputations, certificates, state and county taxes summary, refund of overpayment or erroneous tax payments in excess of $2,500, Upshur County Library Annual Report, interlocal agreements for school resource officer program between Upshur County and Gilmer ISD or City ISD, Union Hill ISD, and New Diana ISD, and applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way and permit requests.
Motion to record those items.
Second.
Most and a second that we approve items 2A through F. Any further discussion? Hearing none, we'll vote. Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. Number three, discuss and take action to approve the resolution authorizing the submission of a CTIF grant application to TxDOT. Mr. Jordan.
I'm asking y'all to approve this resolution where we can apply for the CTIF grant, which is the grant that is for the damages caused by oil exploration in the county. It's a little over $452,000 that we've been allocated this first round. And with this resolution, we will go ahead and get into the application to the state, and we're waiting on the state's approval at this point.
This grant award, what does this mean of $729,000? Amount of the 2014 CTIF grant was $729,000. Is that supposed to be compared to the one we're going out with now?
No, sir. That is just a representation of what we were awarded the first time when they did a CTERS grant, and this is a totally separate grant. It's still ran by TxDOT, but they are two separate entities.
So we're going out for $2 million?
Yes, sir. We're applying for $2 million. That way the state can see how bad Upshur County needs the money. So whenever we go out for this first round, the counties that don't put in for the grant, that money will go back into the pot and it will be reallocated. So you always want to apply for a lot more than what you've been granted. That way they can see how bad we need it here in Upshur County.
Very well said. Thank you, sir.
Thank y'all.
Take a motion.
I make a motion to approve the submission of a CTIF grant application for TxDOT.
Second.
Motion and a second that we approve the CTF grant application to TxDOT for a little over $2 million, realizing it'd be a cold day in August probably before they came out with this amount of money to start with. And after having had that explained by Mr. Jordan, I think he's directly on point. Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
So let me clarify, we're asking for 2 million, but we're expecting to get 452,000.
This first round, we've been allocated 452,000. With the Sea Turtles grant, they took into consideration oil exploration and oil production, which is what we were expecting them to do this round, but at the last minute, they changed, and they are only figuring our allocation off of the oil exploration, not the oil production. So it was cut down. We should have been granted about $800,000 had they done it the same way they did the Sea Turtles grant. But with them changing the rules as far as how they figured the allocations, it took the production side out and we only got paid for the exploration. And that's why we dropped from near $800,000 down to $452,000, which was a surprise the day we learned that it had dropped to $452,000.
Item 4, discuss and take action to approve the placement of a Shop Local First banners on county properties. Mr. Burker, I believe you brought this to our attention.
I was asked to bring that before the court. You've seen some of those signs around the city, to Shop Local First, and they were asking that they also be allowed to be put somewhere around the county courthouse area.
Is that the Chamber of Commerce asking?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I don't have a problem with it. So if it needs to be a motion to allow it, well then I'm for it.
How many do y'all want to let them put up?
Oh, one on each corner.
Okay.
If they've got them.
Or you want to put one in front of the Rock Building?
It's up to you. Whatever you want to do.
Ma'am.
Down behind the Rock Building where you see.
Yes, ma'am. Coming up 271.
So you know that
put Road and Bridge. Say put one at Road and Bridge also.
What did you say, Mr. Williams?
You know that 4 here at the courthouse, one on each corner?
That's my first suggestion, and I'm open to whatever.
Okay.
I didn't know we could put one in the Rock Building coming in town and then one in front of Road and Bridge coming in town from Pittsburgh.
One in front of Rock Building would be more effective.
Yes, sir.
I would like to just see one in the courthouse yard.
Okay.
I just want to tell y'all, I'm obviously, if I wasn't for Gilmer First, I wouldn't have moved back here the day I got out of law school. But that's a slippery slope when you start letting you turn your courthouse yard into an open forum. So why don't we let them put one in the front out here on 154. One at, is it okay if there's one out there on the corner of Road and Bridge?
Absolutely. Yes,
and then one at the Rock Building. That'd be 3 strategic locations. Is that okay with everybody?
Yeah,
that's fine.
Mr. Burker, is that your motion?
That'll be my motion.
I second it.
Motion and a second that we allow the Chamber of Commerce to put up Shop Local First banners on county properties at the 3 locations we've discussed. Any further discussion on that item?
So we got one at the courthouse, one at Road Bridge, one at the Rock Building, right?
Right. That'd put 2 on 271 and one out here at the front.
Okay.
Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. Number 5, discuss and take action to declare property listed by the librarian as salvage or surplus.
We actually got to list this, we talked to Ms. King earlier, as surplus first before we can deem it salvage. So we got to either try to auction it off, and then we can't auction it off, we can deem it as salvage after that.
I'm for going ahead and doing this, but I'd like to come down there, Ms. King, and look at yourselves. Because we might could use those somewhere else, some of them.
Yeah, I can send out an email and see if anybody in other departments needs them.
You just need them out of your way down there.
Yeah, they're in our conference room. And we can't use our conference room right now anyway, but once all this goes away.
Mr. Womble and I are working on a project to move law books up here to the room next to the courthouse, and so.
Justin, what did you say about you got the auction off?
The first step, you gotta put them in the auction, because it's county property, and then if they don't auction off, you can deem them salvage after that.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
What nobody buys?
Yes, but if the county, if someone in the county wants them, they can be transferred to another county office.
Okay, let's go ahead and grant that, and then get them out of the librarian's way. And if no other offices need them, we'll stack them somewhere. Need a motion. Number five.
Yeah, let me, sure, you're gonna send out a letter to everybody before. Before we put them up for auction.
Yes.
We're a long way from the house from having to auction this and a bunch of other stuff anyway. But I want to go look at them. We may have some other needs for them too, so. Normally, you hold on to bookshelves if you have some. That's normally that.
Yeah, we use some of them in other areas of the locker.
Cindy, you said things to emails to department heads?
Yes.
What kind of items are we talking about?
Bookshelves.
Oh, bookshelves.
That's a table.
Cindy, those ones.
And table.
Yes.
Which second?
And chair.
Do we have them?
That's the tables and chairs are on there too.
Yeah, we've got some tables and chairs as well.
Need a motion?
Motion to declare the property.
Yeah, make your motion.
Start again. Motion to declare the property listed by the librarian as to be auctioned off, surplus first, and then salvage second.
Second.
Motion and a second. We declare the list of bookshelves, 10 chairs and a table, surplus items that can be placed up for auction if no department head needs them, and if that is unsuccessful, to salvage those. Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. All right. Item number six, discuss and take action to enter into an interlocal agreement with the mayor of Union Grove to resurface approximately 4.1 miles of road within the city limits of Union Grove, with Union Grove funding the cost of the same. First, we're going to take out of that item an extraterritorial jurisdiction, because the mayor has determined he can't do that. So what we're talking about doing is an interlocal agreement to resurface those roads, all of which would be within the city limits of Union Grove. Is that right, Mr. Simcox?
Does that change the mileage?
Sir?
It said 4.1 miles of road within the city limits and the ETJ. Does that lessen the mileage?
It might, but it can be up to 4.1 miles.
Okay.
The 4.1 miles is just an estimate.
Okay.
Sort of like a deed. When you buy 100 acres of land, it's 100 acres more or less. So whatever's inside the city limits of Union Grove is fair game.
Okay.
Mr. Jordan has estimated that the cost of the materials would be $310,000 to $320,000. Mr. Simcox brought a check up here payable to Upshur County, cashier's check, for $320,000 to fund their part of the project. And so to do this, we'll need to enter into the interlocal agreement. And then I would like, Mr. Jordan, would you briefly explain what we're talking about doing?
What we have planned is to go in the roads now that are within the Union Grove city limits and pulverize the road, stabilize the base, and do a 2-inch overlay with all the rest on the top of that. It's a fairly quick process for us to be able to do that.
Okay, Mr. Simcox, I understand you've been the mayor out there for how long?
32 years.
32 years?
Yeah, I'm done.
And you've scrimped and scraped and saved this money, and you'd like to use it in your jurisdiction to touch up the roads out there?
I've been saving about 30 years for it, so that's the best I can do with what I've got, but there it is.
Okay.
Is that going to be necessary to do the one that already has asphalt around that, or will that just be an overlay?
The parts that already have asphalt that we deem in fairly good shape, I do not plan on pulverizing.
But what your equipment you've got can pulverize the asphalt pretty good?
Yes, it can.
It can
pulverize it, but we will be changing the top material that goes over the top of it because I'm not set up to do hot mix, which is what some of the asphalt.
Now, what I'm envisioning is asking our auditor to make this payment to the county, keep it in a separate line for this project, and for you to work with Mr. Jordan, and y'all can do the worst roads first and see how you like it. Mr. Jordan, I wouldn't think would, you know, touch up a road that's already in excellent shape. So you may have to do some stopping and starting and making it look good. But y'all can start right there where you turn off 271 on Union Grove Road. Be a good place to start.
There's two exits to Union Grove Road that really direly needed.
So I imagine, but it'd be up to Mr. Jordan how to use his resources. He's like the field marshal out there.
Well, I wasn't questioning that. He'd already told me that in about a year's time they'll look just like they would regular asphalt. So no quite content with the quality of it. It's just, I didn't understand whether or not they would be pulverizing a base of asphalt. There's a lot of places in that asphalt base that stand to be have a new bed under it anyway, so all will go well, I'm sure.
If I might clarify this, ain't you going to pulverize some of the roads, stabilize the base, and put in a 2-inch overlay?
Yes, sir.
Andy, when I spoke to you on the phone, you talked about, you know, my question was how does that, I know you try to do this and work this interlocal stuff in with your other work, and how was this going to impact? And you, at the first blush, you said it wasn't really, it was a great thing, you're going to work it right in time-wise. But now am I hearing that you're going to be moving around and it's going to take some extra effort or time or not be able to be smooth?
We actually cut the workload down, not taking the roads that are in the ETJ. So he actually just sped it up some. Okay. We're going to be in that area prepping for the grant. With us applying today, it's going to be mid to late May before we can actually start working on the grant as far as the overlays themselves. But we're still going to go in and do the ditches, and we're going to have equipment in that area. For what he's just cut down to, with taking the ETJ out, weather permitting, it should last a week.
Okay.
For us to go in and do these roads. And we're going to be there with the equipment anyway, so the manpower that's going to be doing it is not going to change at all. You use the same equipment, except for a reclaimer, a pulverizer, you use the same equipment to do the overlays as you would be doing whenever you're prepping the other roads anyway.
Okay.
So,
okay, thank you.
What do you anticipate to be through with it?
That all depends on Mother Nature.
The weather.
I would love to be through with it if Mother Nature will cooperate by the time we start on our overlays and grants. It would work perfect that way. That way I'm not having to mobilize equipment to one area of the county and then turn around and bring it right back and work on the grant.
Do we have a date, though?
This interlocal agreement says that it'll be performed within 90 days from the date they funded it, which they funded it today, plus COVID-19 shutdown time and inclement weather. Because when Mr. Simcox started talking to us, a while back, we were all in the middle of this virus pandemic. We didn't know who was going to be able to do what.
So the 90 days would allow additional time for COVID-19 related delays or bad weather.
Yes, that'd be on top of the 90 days.
Right.
If we had a month typhoon, then it'd be another month plus the 90.
I make a motion to approve the interlocal agreement between Union Grove and Upshur County Road and Bridge to overlay said roads within the Union Grove area.
Second.
Motion and a second. We entered into the interlocal agreement with Union Grove. Any further discussion?
To understand it, they pay for materials and the county furnishes the labor.
That's correct. And anything we can do around here to help with the roads, we're all for doing.
And let me add to my motion to accept the $320,000 offering for from Union Grove for the materials.
I would just like to add that what money is not used, especially since we just cut the mileage down, what money is not used at this time for the overlay of the roads will be left in the fund for future repairs to those roads.
Very well. Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. Mr. Simcox, if you wouldn't leave, I've got one more thing for you to sign right after the meeting, sir. Mr. Jordan.
I would like to thank Mr. Simcox for this donation. He worked extremely hard to get here. I would like to thank the judge for helping us get it put together, and I would like to thank the commissioner's court for approving.
I'd like to thank you, sir, for working for us.
Thank you.
And for all the work y'all have even kept doing during this virus thing that's going on. And apparently done it pretty safely. So thank you, sir.
Very well.
Okay. Ms. Regina, did we have anybody sign up to speak? Okay, is there any questions anybody has? All righty. We better pack our tent and move out then.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Most in a second that we adjourn. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Ayes have it. We're adjourned.